The Holy Word for Morning Revival, Prayer and the Lord's Move. Week 1, Day 1, The Morning Nourishment. John 14:13 says, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." John 15:7, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you." In our spiritual life, prayer is breathing and is as crucial to the new believer as breathing is to a newborn babe. Hence, after we believe in the Lord and call upon His name to be saved, we must continue to pray and call on the Lord. Then we can receive the spiritual air, which is the Lord's spirit of life, that we may grow and be strong in the spiritual life. The real significance of prayer is to contact God in our spirit and to absorb God Himself. Prayer is the contact of the human spirit with the Spirit of God, during which man inhales God into himself. Therefore, the emphasis of prayer lies not in asking God for things, but in contacting and absorbing God. Life Lessons, Volume 1, page 24. Today's reading. Genuine prayers are prayers in which man is mingled with God in spirit. Hence, all genuine prayers are initiated by God. All prayers that are mingled with God are surely initiated by Him. In such prayers, God prays in man and man prays in God. Our spirit is not the only requirement for proper and genuine prayer. Prayer must be a joint prayer in which God is mingled with our spirit. In this prayer, God and man mingle together, and God is the initiator and motivator. Spiritual prayer is never directed by our mind, memory, or thoughts. It is directed by the sense in our spirit, and this sense comes from God's initiation. Hence, in genuine prayer, we pray together with God. We pray by accompanying Him. We pray according to the feeling that God gives us. This enables God to pray with us in our prayer. We are praying, and He is also praying. He and we pray together. He is within us. He is praying one with us. Whether or not such prayers are answered is secondary. The primary matter is that we pray by following the sense in our spirit. We allow God to pass through us and to mingle Himself with us. In this way, we enjoy God and we absorb Him. Even though we may offer supplication for the church, for a brother in dire need, or even for ourselves, our main sensation will be that we have absorbed God and have been filled with Him. This is the way to continue in prayer. If we follow the inner sense, God's Spirit will follow our prayer, and we will receive more feelings. Our responsibility is simply to pray according to these feelings. Verbalize the feelings one by one. This is genuine prayer that breathes in God. Through such prayer, we are in God, we breathe Him in, and God is in us. In such prayers, we obtain God even before our prayers are answered. This is what it means to enjoy God and absorb Him through prayer. In our prayers, God and we and God, should be mingled together. Whenever we pray, our prayers should be inward prayers that come from touching God. Our normal prayers are prayers according to the sense of the Spirit. Such prayers come from our enjoyment of God and are actually an enjoyment of God. The more we pray this way, the more we will absorb God and enjoy Him. True prayer involves two parties, God and man. Such prayers are the issue of the Spirit of God being mingled with man's spirit and of man's spirit being mingled with the Spirit of God. When a man exercises his spirit to pray, he is praying with his spirit in God's spirit, or we can say that God's spirit is praying in his spirit. In such prayers, it is difficult to differentiate whether man's spirit is praying or God's spirit is praying, because man's spirit and God's spirit are fully joined together. The human spirit and the divine spirit are intimately joined during prayer. As we pray, God and man are joined together in the most thorough and perfect way. I hope we all understand that prayer is absolutely a matter of God being mingled with man. Our prayers must be in the Spirit. This excerpt came from How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God, pages 231 and 223 through 224, 229 and 221. The further reading are the Life Lessons, Volume 1, Lesson 4, How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God, Chapter 20.